You know, I mean, even if I went down to those homeless people to ask them to give me a hand job, it probably wouldn't work.
You're listening to the Stop Tape Podcast. This is show number 3, recorded March 2006. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Ree, a.k.a. Employee of the Year. I'm here with President Wishnack and Wang Master.
The Wang Master.
The Wang Master, a.k.a. Brian Hada. Hada. Fuck, man. All right.
I feel like before we start, we should say it's going to be a great show.
It is going to be a great, like when Conan O'Brien says it's going
to
be
They use psychology to trick you into thinking the show is going to be really good.
we're recording this at 5 a.m. 5:30 a.m. We actually hit the streets to get some questions, but, you know, we got one for you. Anyway.
People weren't cooperative.
Yeah. You know, when you're asking...
I tried to get people to answer the questions. I actually think that that's one of the main reasons why they weren't cooperative. You can't just, like, hit on people.
Trying to get questions at, like, 5 a.m. to begin with, it's kind of hard, but...
I would think that people would have a lot of questions, and that's why they're not sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, how come? How come? I can't sleep.
If you guys have a question, you guys should call us. 206-339-STOP. I'm going to go to our first call right now.
Bam!
Hi there. I have two questions. Okay, so my first question. If a fight between Bruce Lee, Jet Li, and Jackie Chan broke out, who would win?
So yeah, that was the first half of his call. He actually has another question.
It's coming.
Alright, so if a fight broke out between Bruce Lee, Jet Li, Jackie Chan, who would win? Did Bruce Lee do his own stunts? Cause
oh, no, they all do.
Really?
That's kind of where the question
is. No, Jet Li doesn't do his own stunts.
Dude, he totally does.
No.
He might have wires sometimes, but...
he has a stunt double.
I swear to God he doesn't.
He does.
Really?
Yeah.
In The Black Mask, he was so fast they had to slow down.
Yeah, he's fast, but like certain stuff, he has a stunt double.
Okay, well that'll be factored in.
But I don't know about Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee did all his own stunts. I think he killed someone on the set and had to move from China because of that.
Okay. I don't think Jackie Chan's killed anyone. The thing is, I think he's so crazy that he would just do whatever. Like,
he's Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee?
Jackie Chan. I'm sure Bruce Lee would too. But the thing is, I don't know that much about Bruce Lee, so.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll go with Jackie Chan just because I think he's done some crazy ass stuff, and you know, he'll be like, "Oh, I'm gonna jump from a rooftop to another rooftop," and like the other two guys are just gonna die. So yeah, one vote for Jackie Chan.
All right. This is a tough question, but I think if you really focus on it, you know, you look at it, you got Bruce Lee. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
You got Jet Li, same last name, different spelling, also a fighter. You're not off to a good start. All right. Okay. Then we got Jackie Chan.
Is he a fighter?
He's only a little bit of a fighter.
What?
He's mostly a entertainer.
Yeah.
I think right off we can knock him off the list.
He's an entertainer, but like
I think he's just trying to say the thing that's opposite of what you said. Well, but let's hear me. All right. If Jackie Chan doesn't have any umbrellas, doesn't have any chairs, he can't fight you. No expensive vases, you know, he can't fight you. Bruce Lee, pretty good, but he's dead. So right away, Jet Li. I like your logic. I'm pretty sure the question's assuming that Bruce Lee is not dead.
And he's in his prime. Right,
but he didn't toss that, and so he's dead, and Jet Li for sure.
Okay.
All right.
One for Jackie Chan. Yeah. One for Jet Li. Let me guess, Steven.
You know what? Yeah, god damn it. You guys got to make me look all predictable. I'm going to go right out and say it. Bruce Lee for sure.
All right.
I don't care if he's dead or not. He's that crazy. Jackie Chan, great guy. But I heard that someone walked up to him in an airport and punched him square in the face, hoping that Jackie Chan would block it, and he didn't. So it leads me to believe that so much of his stunts and craziness is really just, you know, a lot of practice. And So yeah, no to Jackie Chan. No to Jet Li, because he only fights with his fists. And he's just too cute. I just don't think so. Bruce Lee? That guy, man. I'm telling you, it's all about... Bruce Lee would tear it up. So we got a tie.
Break the tie. Give us a call. Tell us.
You can call in and let us know who you think will win, but if you say it's not Bruce Lee, I'm not going to let this call air. That's how we run things around here.
All right. Give us a call. Who do you think would win?
Well, you really honestly, you think that Bruce Lee, even though he's dead, he would beat Jet Li? Yeah. Well, just because he's dead, you know, you can't really actually fight. Okay. So yeah, if you disagree with us, go ahead.
Give us a call. 206-339-STOP. Let us know.
I got a question for you too. If you're actually, you know, if you're gonna call to answer questions, Batman or Spider-Man, both fighting in an open field, where bat gadgets and spider webs don't do anything. Call us.
My second question is it okay to tell a girl you like her if you fucked her sister? Okay, that's all. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, I think, you know, we've got kind of a duty to tell her, don't you?
What?
What? Well, no, I mean, if you fucked the sister and you've got a crush on the other one, you know, you've got, like, sort of kind of the responsibility to let her know that you got a thing for her, the other one, that you fucked the first. I think you're tangled. Have you heard of the Bucking Bronco?
No.
The what? The Bucking Bronco. It's like a sex move. You know, you're
a sex move called
The Bucking Bronco.
The Bucking Bronco. Okay.
Right, and so you get like a, you're doing it doggy style, right?
Right.
And you know how many of your solutions to things involve first, like, you're doing it doggy style, right? Well, all right, you're doing it doggy style, though, right? That's how you got, that's the basic, how it's got to start. All right, so you're doing it doggy style, and this girl, you're about ready to break up with her, or you're mad at her for some odd reason. Right before you come, you,
Sounds like the first shit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's got to happen right before you come. That's right, like the climax part, you know, in many ways. So right before you come, you grab onto her tits as hard as you can, and you say to her in her ear, "Your tits aren't as big as your sister's." And you hold on, and it's the Bucking Bronco. So, are you agreeing, or what are you saying about, like, what... The question was... Should you tell the sister? He just goes on to these little...
It went right from telling the sister to doing her doggy style.
Hey, I was wondering, where would a homeless man, where would he masturbate? I mean, like, if he's not allowed indoors, is it just, like, outside, or, like, does he sneak into someone's box, someone's trunk or something? Thanks.
Steven?
Me? Come on, I was waiting for the Wangmaster. Well, I don't understand what that's supposed to mean. I thought you were kind of like the expert on that sort of thing.
Well, I think you deal with more homeless guys on a daily basis.
That's true. Okay, that's true. And,
So you're from San Francisco?
Yeah, in my homeless man... experience, I can't say I've ever caught them masturbating. I have seen one man drape himself with a sheet and take a crap right outside our school. And it was a really small crap. Like, I don't know, maybe it was like, you know, the heroin crap where it's like really dense and constipated.
Maybe that's why he thought, this crap doesn't deserve a bathroom.
I'm pretty sure he just couldn't get access to a bathroom. So yeah, I mean, I've never seen it happen, so I'm led to believe that wherever they are doing it, it's pretty secrete. Discreet. You know, I was a vagabond for some time. I'm gonna tell you right off, you do have to deal with that on a first-hand basis.
On a first-hand
basis? You got a little bit of a masturbatory pun in there. I didn't mean it.
All right.
But, you know, every day you're thinking about, wish I got laid. I wish I got laid. Over and over. And then you end up getting drunk, and then you wish it even more, but you're less capable of it. And what I found is you could go underneath a, you know, like a highway, or go to a dark alley. And there's other homeless people there. And they'll, are you familiar with what a circle jerk is?
No.
I'm gonna pretend I'm not. Well, it's when you know, five or six people get in a circle, and you either masturbate together, and you know, it's kind of a race, or you do sort of a joining hands thing, except you don't join hands. You know, it's like a circle of hand jobs. You seriously do that? Well, don't do it anymore. But if you're homeless, that's what you do. It's like a Tuesday. All the homeless people, they get together.
So you think homeless men keep schedules?
I think so. I think that's one of the very few
things. How would they know if it was a Tuesday?
Well, they've got newspapers as blankets.
Right, right.
They look at them and they're like, oh, is it Tuesday already? So you get to the alley.
So you think they switch newspapers every day?
I think your theory, although very colorful, is incorrect. Well, you know, you said that yourself, that you've never seen it happen, so I'm telling you that they do it in alleys. And it's a gathering.
After consulting the newspaper for the current day.
All right, well, you know, say that I'm wrong, say that I'm right. But I've experienced it, and that's what happens.
Wait, did you say you were homeless?
Yeah, for about 5 years.
5 years, okay.
I don't remember that. Well, you know, there's a lot about me that you don't remember. Whereas during the time, it doesn't matter. This is going to be a off-the-street, live-action question,
yeah,
from worker.
We drove, I don't know if we can say.
From a worker of a particular convenience store that has their stores open 24 hours a day, and it's named by numbers that rhyme.
How do you keep deer away from marijuana plants?
I'm going to tell you right off how you keep deer away from marijuana plants. Because let me tell you, there's nothing worse in the world than high deer. I can't even imagine that. Oh shit, man, did you know we have hooves? Fuck. I'm sorry. So, it is a fact that deer, being the prey, are afraid of predators. And they're animals, so they got, like, you know, animal instinct. So I've heard that if you were to cut off some of your hair or make yourself bleed on the areas where your weed is, it'll kind of turn the deers away. But I would strongly recommend not doing that, because it'll actually help out undercover cops a lot. Like, you don't want to leave, like, two forms of your DNA by pot plants. So don't do that.
Oh, no, cutting your hair won't leave DNA.
Yeah, it will.
No,
I think they can, like, clone you off of your hair.
No, they can, but it's from when you pull it out, because then it has the skin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you cut it, then
okay.
That doesn't
I still think
DNA.
It's kind of risky. Another idea, you can, same deal, like hair or blood from predator animals. You know, like if you got like a pet bear or a fox or like a lion chilling.
You wouldn't be hacking up a bear.
Yeah, like if you have access to any of those and they're pretty chill with you making them bleed or cutting their hair off, just sprinkle some of that around your plant. Doesn't seem like it'd work too well. But here is the solution.
So
right here.
You kill a deer, chop its head off, put on a pike.
Yeah. You go, this is a fucking warning. Now, you get some fishing line,
yeah,
right? And you just hang it from a fence. Like, you just set up a series of posts around your pot plants. And you hang one line at 8 inches off the ground. Like, right in, like, I'm a deer, I'm going to tripville, you know? 8 inches off the ground. And then you hang the second piece of fishing line 3 feet off the ground. So if those deers are like, you know what, I'm going to jump over that fishing line, they'll catch themselves in the neck and fall on the ground. Problem solved.
Wait, didn't the lady say they had one They had a fence?
Yeah, she said they had a 6-foot fence, but the problem was that the deer was jumping over it. Mm-hmm. So that's why you get the one that's like 3 feet off the ground. So, wait a minute. You know what? Okay, so yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they'd be able to jump over that too. You're basically relying on them not being able to see the fishing line.
But
like, let's say that they do, just line up hella fishing line so that somehow when they try and jump over it, they're going to clip their stupid little hooves and fall on their face. And,
it's going to be a gruesome sight.
Yeah, but then you're going to go out there and be like smoking some weed and, oh man, I'm fucking hungry. And then you can, eat some venison. That stuff's expensive, man.
Yeah, I got the question for you. Who is your daddy and what does he do? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it sounded like a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
A very, very fake accent. Wouldn't you say, Brian?
Oh, no.
What? No. Seriously? Why do you keep bringing that up? I'm not bringing anything up. I'm asking you about the call we just listened to. Don't you think it was kind of like a fake accent?
Hey, come on.
What? No, seriously, come on. You're staring at me. You got that smile on your face.
Come on.
I'm just saying, you know, we're all here. We want to answer the questions. We want to answer them like serious folk. And you got to look at me like all these calls are these insults to me. Like everything means that I'm a stupid. did you actually call yourself a stupid? What?
No, come on. We settled this after show number two. We had a...
Yeah, no, I'm not even trying to fight. I'm just asking... my opinion is that was a very fake accent. What do you think?
Okay. I don't want to talk about this. I don't know why... Why does it matter what I think about that? You didn't ask me what I thought about how to keep the deer out of the marijuana. Now you got to ask me about fake accents. I don't understand. I'm sorry. You know what? I could ask you, what do you think about marijuana and deer? What's your solution? I don't really want to answer anything anymore.
We could not answer that question if you want. I mean, if that make you more comfortable.
If you guys are going to always be poking fun at me, then I just... It's like maybe you don't want me here.
No. We'll just answer the next one.
A lot of girls like my accent, you know.
We're not even talking about... See, this isn't what I'm saying. You know what? Never mind.
I was wondering if I waxed my nuts, would it in any way damage my future kids? Thank you. Bye.
I'm going to say no, but... just to throw it out there, I don't think you should have kids. Next. Someone else want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think you shouldn't have kids because...
Well, I've waxed my balls.
My
testicles.
You waxed your testicles?
The scrot sack, yeah. You know, so a lot of ladies, they don't like their extra hair down there. And you wax it right off clean, no stubble. You can't have stubble because it's like a loose, like your elbow skin. It's got that kind of texture to it. It's like that, except it's mixed with sandpaper. And so when you're getting down with it, the friction and all, it's like there's blood coming out.
No.
Thank you for that. Well, no, I got rid of mine. Waxed it right off. It hurt a lot, but it's worth it. The girls like it.
So the girls like your accent and your waxed bollocks.
That's not the only thing that I've got waxed, but, you know, they like that.
You can't just leave it like
that. Oh, man.
Okay.
But, seriously, it's not going to make ignoring basically what you just said, Brian. I guarantee you it's not going to cause you any child problems. Me, for instance, I am a survivor of being stung in the testicles by a bee. And, I haven't tried to have kids, but I'm pretty sure I could do it. You know? I mean, it was swollen up pretty bad for like 2 weeks, and I couldn't get an erection for a really long time, and it was a horrible thing, because even if I went down to those homeless people to ask them to give me a hand job, it probably wouldn't work. So, but just to throw it out there, your ball sack can go through quite a bit before your children have problems. But if you're stupid to begin with, your kids are going to have problems just straight up. I mean, that's a rule.
Explain how you got stung, because you told me before.
Oh, yeah. I could try and paint myself like a hero, but it wouldn't come out very well, so I'm going to tell it to you straight.
There's no hero story. Yeah.
I was standing over a beehive. And no, even if I do it in the hero voice, it doesn't... That wasn't even a good hero voice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, I'm not afraid of bees at all. If you've ever tried to hire me at a job, which you probably haven't, but if you have, you'll notice that on my resume, I like to mention that I'm not afraid of bees because, you know, I mean, you're going to mention, like, oh, I can speak Spanish, or, like, you know, look at me, I can ride a unicycle. I don't know. But those are all things that I can learn how to do. And can you learn how to not be afraid of bees? I do not think so. You can't. If you're afraid of bees, you flail your arms around like a seventh grade girl, you know. I don't know. I didn't mean that as a sexist thing. I'm sorry.
Or an age thing.
I meant it as an age thing.
Whoa, were you afraid of them in the seventh grade?
What? No, mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, all girls right. In seventh grade, when, like, the guy that's, like, really popular in eighth grade asks them out, and they're just like, and their arms are flailing around. That's how people are who are afraid of bees.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, well, you know, it's much similar. I've seen them. If you were to see both of them from a distance, you'd be like, which one's happening? You know? But,
alright.
So, you know, I like to put that on my resume because that's something that you can't fake.
Yeah, and, it is on there. It's
not, on there. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's on, like, I've got, like, multiple resumes, and every one of them, special talents, I am not afraid of bees. And,
yeah.
You know, just to throw that out there. But, so, somewhere along the line, I decided that since I wasn't afraid of bees, I kind of had this weapon on my side. Like, all of you afraid of bees, you better hope that I'm a good guy, because otherwise there's, you know, about to be some chaos. And it happens that I'm not a good guy, so I was at the mall, and I found a beehive next to the mall. And I was actually, at the same time, coming up with a weapon called a bee grenade. But it's a glass jar filled with 17 angry bees, shaken, not stirred. Okay. But, yeah, and then you either throw the glass bottle and watch it break, and then angry bees come out and, you know, sting people, or just scare them into being a seventh grade girl getting asked out. Or you just, you know, you can do, like, the mind status where you just open up the bottle and leave it in the toilet so that when the next person who goes to take a crap is, like, doing it, you know. They're kind of like, why is there a bottle in here? Maybe they take it out, and they're sitting down, like, you know, they're struggling. And that whole deal. And then they look up, and there's 17 bees on the roof looking at them. You know, bad time to be afraid of bees. Anyway, I had that going on. And there's the beehive next to the mall. There's, like, a million bees in the hive, and there's, like, a million people in the mall. And I don't know the statistics of it, but I know a lot of those people are probably afraid of bees. So I thought it'd be a good idea to, you know, take this sign from God and capture all the bees from the hive and let them go in the mall, you know? Because, you know. But don't think I'm a bad person, even though I am. But don't think that, because I got my just served, you know, dish of karma. I was standing over the hive. It was coming out of the ground, one of those little stupid water vent kind of deals. Hives are always near water. And I was standing over that, wearing shorts, and my sister was filming. And, you know, I got, like, maybe, like, two or three bees in the Ziploc bag. And there's just this ridiculously hot sensation. It's kind of like, just, you know, like that little blip on the radar machine? How it blips from one area and kind of goes out of it? That was happening on my testicles. And so I told my sister to turn the camera off and look the other way. And yeah, sure enough, there was a bee. And it was stinging my testicles.
Oh, man.
And yeah, and I got to walk home with swollen balls. And I don't know how good you guys are with, like, imagery or whatever, but I'd like to paint this image for you.
Wait, you had to walk home?
Yeah. I didn't drive. I mean, I had to walk home. And I'm walking, and, like, my thighs are rubbing against my balls in a manner that they should not be rubbing.
Because, you know, your house isn't that close to the mall.
Oh, no, it's not. It's like a 2.5 mile walk.
Oh, that,
you know?
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, so, but let me give you an idea of where we are with this. You know, immediately I'm looking at my my bits, and they're looking good. They just look a little bit, like, red. But when I got home, the best way I could describe it to you is if you imagine a hot dog being strangled by an angry, purplish-red octopus. That's what it looked like. Think about it for a moment. Yeah? No. Got a little bit of a picture there? You know how octopuses, they kind of have that, like, you know, their head looks like a sack. But imagine it being purplish-red, and their tentacles, the eight of them going up the strangling the hot dog, those are veins that are not supposed to be on your penis, on my penis. That's what happened to me. I don't even know how we got into talking about this. Oh, fact of the matter is, you can't get ball trouble from getting your balls waxed, because I didn't get trouble from getting stung in the balls by a bee. So there you go. The answer is no, you cannot. You will not have trouble with your kids. I'm surprised that the Wang Master here, you haven't said anything. We're talking about waxing balls. Like, you've been pretty silent. I think
the bee image is just, like, wrapped up in his head.
No, honestly, yeah, that's pretty horrible. I've been through some stuff, but that's, no, I can't even compete with that. I'm actually quite honored by that. That's amazing.
But it happened on accident.
I know. Yeah, see, that's the difference between me and you. Like, I wasn't, like, making out with a chick on a bed full of bees going, this might be kinky. While we're on the topic of interesting sexual endeavors, mm-hmm. I actually found there's a study by the New Sex Institute. There's an old one, apparently. I don't know. But they did a study where they figured out the top 10 most sexually adventurous states in America. Number one is Missouri. You know what? I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna read off the list. Number one, Missouri.
Anyone from Missouri, you want
to... Yeah, no, seriously. If you're from Missouri, why call us. I want to talk to you, because I don't buy this. I don't think so. I don't want to get all, you know, geographically stereotypical here, but I don't feel like Missouri is technologically advanced enough to truly be sexually adventurous as anyone in California.
If you disagree, give us a call. 206-339-STOP.
Yeah, so, you know, call us if you disagree or you have some comments, if you know some people. And yeah, if you're from Missouri and you're good looking, am I still not allowed to give out my personal cell phone? You're never going to be allowed to give out your personal cell phone number, all right? I'm just saying, if they're number one out of 10, you know, there's like 50 states. Good job. There's 50 states. Okay, so number one, Missouri. Number two, California. Number three, Texas. Number four, New York. Number five, Utah. Number six, Florida. Number seven, Michigan. Number eight, Illinois. Number nine, Massachusetts. And number 10 is Pennsylvania.
Do they have all the states or just the...
No, that's the top 10. Everyone else, you guys need to stop doing it missionary. The Wang Master. How much traveling would you say you've done? Like, how do you think this falls in truth?
Have you bagged any Missouri chicks?
No, I've never actually been to Missouri, but I think I might put that on my list now. He's right to it, you know?
Yeah. You want to go on vacation, like...
Well, just, you know, I'm looking up at this too, and it's, we're in California, and I think we're pretty crazy, but Missouri's got us. And, how can you not want to visit it? Right? So what do you think? So you're saying California, you think is pretty up there? Oh yeah, I think that, you know,
y'all experimenters. Guys.
Yeah, mostly in California that happened. And Utah? Well, Utah's this is like a gamble, you know. They've got the Mormons, so they've got each one of them got a good like five or six wives. It's got to get crazy, but at the same time, I just don't know if they've got too much snow.
Maybe that
you
plays
think,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I think that would just, you know, whatever. Okay, so what do you think about Florida? Well, I don't know.
Nothing?
You can't say, well, you know, and then just, well, you know, they're right by Cuba. I'm sure that a lot of, I like where, oh, they're by Cuba, they must be really, no, I'm just, you know, if they're right by Cuba, they've probably got a lot of immigrants coming, and so many of them.
You like the Cuban ladies?
Well, no, they can't get jobs, you know.
What?
They can't get jobs. So they probably,
You know, they probably give out jobs, if you know what I mean.
You got this fantasy about Florida.
What?
You got this fantasy about Florida.
It's not a fantasy, I just, you know, it's a peninsula. What's the next one? Michigan. I don't know anything about Michigan.
You don't think the women from Canada are coming down without jobs, so they gotta give out jobs?
Yeah, come on. What about Illinois? You know, the only thing that I know about Illinois is that's where Lincoln's buried.
Do you think that plays into
I think so. I think maybe it should beat Michigan. It's just a little bit. Like, maybe your, you know, all the monuments and... Like, Lincoln.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. You can spell penis with Pennsylvania. But what do you think about... Like, I mean, do you think it should be number 10, higher or lower? I don't know.
Is there a state that you think should be in the top 10?
You know what, not to get back on this track, but you can spell penis with Pennsylvania. And if you look at it, if it were like Pennsylvania, you could spell vagina.
You could also spell like penny. I mean,
well, but that's not sexual.
I know, that's kind of, it has Lincoln on it, does that? If your state was mentioned,
or yeah, wasn't call us. Mentioned, stand up for your state.
Yeah, do it for whatever.
Yeah,
206-339.
And if you're from mainly, I keep interrupting the number. I'm sorry, but yeah, if you're from Missouri, mainly, give us a call. Let us know your deepest, darkest sexual secret. And let us know how you got a hold of our podcast, because no one likes us.
Definitely no one in Missouri.
Yeah. And then if you're from Utah, give us a call too, because I have a feeling that you should either not be on the list or you should be like way the fuck at the top. Because, I mean, I don't know. I did a report on Utah back in fifth grade, and I'm still a little bit weirded out. So, and that was like back before I understood what a purple sock and all that was. But, yeah, so... Give us a call. Tell us about what you want to tell us about.
Or if you can't call, email us podcast@stoptape.com.
But know that if you email us, I naturally assume that you have a nasty sounding voice and you're insecure about it. I mean, do it anyway. I'm just saying, that's what I think about those kind of people. So, you know, it's not too hard to like.
If we give out the option of the phone number and the email, and you choose email,
can I say something? Yeah, it's a talking. Right, okay. If you're going to call, you know, there's no need to talk about my accent. You're so bad at that, man.
I'm about it. Are you saying that I'm bad at my accent? No, I'm saying that you're bad at covering up what you're trying to... Whatever your insecurity is, it comes out kind of obvious when you're like that.
You know, if they're going to call to ask about my accent, I don't want to talk about it. So, what? You know, save them the trouble now.
Okay, don't call and ask about...
Call and ask about Brian's accent.
No, you see, I can hear that.
No.
Really? No, I was coughing. You weren't coughing, I could tell that. And I've heard you cough before and it doesn't sound like that.
We'll be back next week with show number 4, and there won't be any fighting. Stop Tape is going great.
I'm not. I told you I'm not trying to fight.
I know.
I'm not trying to fight.
All right.
It's just like I don't want people asking all these questions that aren't necessary.
I think that the visitors should be able to decide for themselves what's necessary. Am I right, guys? And you're back. All
right. Thanks for listening. Show number 3. StopTape.com, 206-339, stop.
Did you say 339 or 399?
Come on.
No, seriously, I heard it the other way.